She beat this drum for decades. In TV debates, she would try to fill every minute, desperate to deliver her whole manifesto. She dreamed of a pan-Arab women's movement, of peasants, professionals, and factory workers mobilizing to force change. As far as she could see, there was no proper feminist left. Those she had met in America seemed to tolerate husbands even more brainlessly macho than Egyptian men. She was fated in the West, and her exile in the 1990s was spent teaching at Duke University in North Carolina. But the West was still the colonizing enemy. In 2011, she naturally went to Tahrir Square to demand the toppling of Husni Mubarak, whom she had meant to run against in 2005 until he banned her from media appearances, pointing a furious finger, tossing her mane of white hair. But she denounced the Muslim Brotherhood when they won democratic elections the next year as capitalist patriarchs tied to Islam and abetted by the West. Unacceptable on every count. Better just to shout all the more. On a childhood visit to the seaside once, forbidden to bare her chest to the sunshine like her elder brother, she had watched the weed floating in the sea and felt her anger growing inside her. The shoots were a tender green at first, like the weed, but gradually turned blue, then black. There was simply so much injustice in the world, tangling root and branch, ever growing. Could her anger overwhelm it? She would try.